Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. There's something I want you to know, my chickens, and this is what it is. Wherever you are living in the world, whatever identities and experiences you have, whatever challenges you are facing, the way that you experience and react and can cope with and navigate everything you experience comes back to the way that you are taught to think about yourself. This is true when it is something in your personal life, and it's true when it is something on a global scale, right? It is always the case that what we believe about ourselves, our capabilities, our worth, our value, inevitably influences the way that we show up to meet any challenge. And when it comes to socialization, what I am an expert in is the way that we are socialized as women, meaning whether you identify as a woman or are a woman, really, now or not, if you were socialized as a woman, if you were taught to think of yourself that way, then you received all of these messages. We are taught to believe that we don't have inherent worth and value. We're taught to believe that our value comes from pleasing and serving others, from being attractive, from being helpful, from doing service for other people, whether it is domestic or sexual or professional, right? We've added the workplace to women's spheres, and yet we are still taught that what matters most is not that we be brilliant and talented and creative. It's that we be hardworking and humble and loyal and helpful and cooperative and nurturing. And there's nothing wrong with being those things. Some of those are beautiful attributes. But when you are taught that your value comes from what you do for other people and whether they want you in any of a variety of ways, it's inevitable that that colors everything that you experience. So if you are feeling anxious about your romantic relationships or dating experiences, that's because you've been taught that you have to be in a relationship in order to prove that you're good enough. If you are stressed about your job and feeling like an imposter, that's because you've been taught that you don't have inherent authority and that your only value comes from working hard, even though your brain also tells you that you never work hard enough, right? And productivity, culture, and capitalism makes this even worse. Even being overwhelmed by the state of the world or by your experiences with oppression or injustice, even those, while real things that impact your life, are also influenced in terms of how you're able to show up and cope by your beliefs about yourself, because we are socialized as women to always doubt ourselves, to always think we're doing it wrong, to always question ourselves, to believe that we are weak, to believe that we should always be able to cope and do everything by ourselves, that we should already know the answer, that we should be able to let everything, you know, be water off our backs, that we should never have a problem, we should never struggle, we should never suffer, we should always be able to cope with anything, and if we don't, we should be mean and self-critical until we do. Some of this is conscious, and so much of it is unconscious. I have worked with so many women who were shocked to realize what they were truly thinking about themselves when they learned to pay attention to it. But there's an easy tell. If you're feeling frustrated or overwhelmed or unfulfilled or anxious or insecure, even if your conscious self-talk seems positive, I guarantee that there are thoughts in your subconscious mind that you are not aware of that are creating those feelings, and that there is a soundtrack running in the back of your head that you don't even know about, but that you were taught to think. And even when it comes to the work we want to do in the world and making the world a better place, when you feel guilty about even a moment of distraction or joy, when you beat yourself up for not being ideologically perfect or ever being complicit or hypocritical, as all humans are at one time or another, right? That's because you've been taught to believe, and women are taught to believe, that we have to be perfect to be okay, that our own flourishing doesn't matter, that our own humanity should be denied, that you don't deserve happiness as long as anyone else in the world is unhappy and as long as you aren't perfect. And when you're emotionally exhausted, as you can't help but be when you've been taught to think this way, you can't change your own life and you can't change the world. I could list 100 other examples. I have coached and taught thousands of women over the years, and every problem comes back to this core socialization that we are not good enough or worthy just for existing on this earth. And let me be very clear, I'm not saying that every problem in our lives is caused by those thoughts, but I am saying that the way we show up to the problems that confront us, to the challenges we have, or even just to our own dreams and our own desires and our own richness of life, the way we show up to all of it is influenced by how we've been taught to think about ourselves. Everything you want in life is on the other side of finally believing that you don't have to do anything to deserve to be here and to deserve to be happy and to deserve to have the full, rich human experience without shitting on yourself all the time. That's my mission. That's what I teach women to do. And that is what we do in The Clutch. The Clutch is my monthly feminist coaching program, and it's been closed since December. I know many of you have been on the wait list. We have been getting emails and DMs and all of it asking us, when are we going to reopen? I know so many of you have been desperate to join and take this work deeper. And so I am so excited to tell you that we are now open. For just a few days, you can join The Clutch. When you join The Clutch, you get access to a huge library of my teaching and coaching on all of the challenges that you face. We have courses inside The Clutch on every area, from sex to relationships to work and money mindset to family and parenting, eating, body image, movement, habits, productivity, everything you can imagine. We have live coaching calls with me and with Clutch coaches that I have trained. We have an amazing Facebook community that is totally optional, but if you like to talk thought work, talk about these ideas with other friends and colleagues and other women doing this work, that's where you can do that. We have written coaching. You can get any question answered any time of day, guaranteed. You can always submit and get an answer. We just have everything that you need for whatever your particular learning style is and your particular challenges to create the life that we all can have if we believe that we are capable of it and if we believe that we deserve it and are allowed to have it. So here's how you can join. You can go to unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch. Again, that's unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch, all one word, or just text your email to +1-347-934-8861. That's +1-347-934-8861. We will send you the link then. Don't sleep on this, because we are only open through Tuesday, June 21st. We only open for a few days at a time, once or twice a year. I'm not sure when we'll open again, so that we can get in everybody who is really ready and excited to jump into this experience. And then we close the door so we can really focus on taking care of the people who have joined and making sure that they get everything they need to really change their lives. This is a mission that I will not be finished with until every woman in the world has access to this work. And I cannot wait for you to find out what is on the other side of your self-doubt. I'll see you there.
Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.